This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. A jury ended deliberations for the week in the trial of U.S. President Donald Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort. As AP Sagar Meghani reports, the judge in the case has refused to publish jurors' names because of threats.
The AP is among the media organizations that asked Judge T.S. Ellis III to reveal the jurors' names after the trial ends. At an afternoon hearing during day two of deliberation, Ellis said he does not intend to make the names public, saying he has received criticism and threats and imagines the jurors would too. Ellis revealed he's under U.S. Marshals protection after being threatened. After the hearing, the jury asked to stop work a half hour early. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Tensions between the U.S. intelligence community and the White House ratcheted up on Friday, with President Donald Trump and former high-ranking intelligence officials locked in a heated war of words. Trump on Friday threw the first punch in the ongoing battle, threatening to revoke the security clearance of a current Justice Department official. He added his decision to strip former CIA Director John Brennan of his clearance had gotten a tremendous response. The subject of Trump's ire Friday was Justice Department employee Bruce Orr, who was named earlier this week by the White House as one of nine former and current officials in danger of losing their security clearances. Later, former CIA officers punched back, with more than 60 signing a statement condemning what they described as a political litmus test for intelligence and security experts. Friday night, Democratic Senator Mark Warner, the vice chairman of the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence, said he would introduce an amendment to prevent Trump from punishing and intimidating his critics by revoking their security clearances. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News.